Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
Hello, Chris here.
Hello, I'm Scott.
And we've been following Matt from Shotgate's journey across our shows as he travels to the Poland-Ukraine border alongside other brave individuals to assist with the current crisis in Ukraine in any way they can. It's the complete journey along with their chat with Ross and John over the weekend as well.
It's been absolutely amazing because, you know, we're so glad to be able to speak to people involved and, you know, go through their whole journey. It's amazing.
Have a listen to these and enjoy. I don't know how long your commute is tonight, but there's somebody doing a long commute tonight.
Yeah, whatever you're going through in traffic, it's not going to be as long as this.
So we spoke to Matt last week, I think it was, and we were talking about the fact that Matt and a couple of other people from Wickford, from Shotgate, were collecting items for the refugees.
Steve from Boxers Barbers.
That's it, Steve, and some other guys that used to be in the military that have been collecting stuff for the refugees and heading to the stuff was heading to Poland. But to make sure it got there and to make sure that it was all done properly, these guys are actually taking the stuff to Poland.
Which is incredible.
And Matt, the journey starts today, is that right?
Yeah, so we've just hit the M25.
Nice.
Just about to go out of Essex and start the 26-hour journey.
Wow. So how many vehicles have you got?
Today in this convoy, we have seven.
We
let some go earlier this morning from a really good sponsor. So they've gone down to the border and seen how it is. They're making good progress. They hit Germany a little while ago.
Now you served, didn't you? In I can't remember. Where did you say you served?
Well, a lot of us have served in Bosnia. A lot of the ex-service personnel that we're travelling with have actually seen this for themselves. So,
because for me,
it's more.
Yeah, it gives you that you kind of know what to expect because. I was thinking about this, but like for me and Scott, for instance, and we've not had to do that. We've not seen any kind of war-torn cities or anything like that firsthand. Because what will greet you in Poland? What will you see? Because we see the pictures on the news, but that's going to be quite harrowing when you just see like a million people that have been displaced for no fault of their own and just put into another country. It's just incredible.
And for Poland to cope with the numbers, it must be so tasking for them, just in food. They've got all these extra million people in their country now, so how are they feeding everyone?
Yeah, it is incredible. I mean, watching what's happening there is obviously so moving, and that's why you were able to get as much stuff as you've got. I mean, the people of the UK and obviously where you are in Shotgate and Wickford have been so generous. I mean, give us the kind of numbers of what you're taking over there.
Oh, about 100 kilos of toothpaste, 4,500 toothbrushes. I've lost count of nappies and baby wipes and sanitizers. It's just been overwhelming, absolutely overwhelming.
And the majority of the people you'll be seeing over there will be women and children?
Yes, because most of the guys walk back to the border, make sure their families got out safely, and then they're walking back to go and defend their villages and towns.
Of course, yeah.
I think it's absolutely incredible what you're doing. You know, it's not only is it, you know, selfless, it's so brave. It's, it's amazing. Credit to you, mate. I think it's incredible.
So, there's legal ramifications with crossing the border and going into Ukraine and stuff like that. So we're not going down that road. But how long are you in Poland for? What are your plans when you're there?
We're planning for at least 24 hours and maybe 48 hours, and that is just to try and assist people with getting some aid. Maybe even try and move some people if there's injured or elderly, helping. I'm going to try and do a bit of first aid if there are people that have got some injuries or even blisters. I'll be looking after a bit of first aid while they're trying to do that a little bit more.
Just incredible what you're doing. How many guys are going over there at the moment? So you've got seven in a convoy at the moment.
We got 32 people, and we got one lady who's very brave to join us. And she's driving one of the lorries.
Oh, it's incredible. Is there any problems going over? I mean, is there going to be any hazards between where you are now and Poland, or is it pretty straightforward?
No, it's pretty straightforward. Evidently, Dover-Port are helping and assisting to get aid through.
Yeah.
So, we just take it as it comes. There's enough of us. If we break down or anything like that, we can cope. So,
And when will you get to Poland?
26 hours' time.
So around the end of our show tomorrow, sort of 7-ish tomorrow.
It could take you 26 hours to get off the M25. You know, it's that's like
Imagine we call you tomorrow and we go, oh, where are you now? And you're like,
the
Dartford. M1. Dartford.
Junction 4 and the M25.
Listen, Matt, it's incredible to catch up. We'll try and catch up with you tomorrow as well to see, because you'll be probably around now. You'll be a couple of hours away from Poland. So we'll see how you're getting on tomorrow. Thank you.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, of course you can.
Can I say thanks to Sean, my best mate, who's with me. He's coming for a journey. And thanks for our wives.
Yeah,
of course.
They've helped a heck of a lot. They've been backing boxes every day. I'm getting choked even thinking about leaving them. So,
mate, you've got so much love on our text and our apps. I can't go through them all, but you're getting so many messages through. And thank you for guys that have donated to your cause as well. Anybody that's donated even one toothbrush, whatever it is. It is incredible. I always find the people of Essex are so, like, the really, really generous, the people of Essex. So, congratulations.
And we did have too much, and we've still got stuff still sitting in stores, but we have got a connection to get a lorry over soon. So,
excellent.
We're going to go down that as well. So,
fantastic.
Watch your space.
Nice one. Matt, look after yourselves. Stay safe, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. Matt, how are you doing? All right?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're not doing bad.
Good, good. So you were M25
yesterday.
Are you still on the M25?
No, we actually made it out of Dover last night. But
excellent.
It did take 5 hours.
Wow.
The paperwork, they held us back. There was 138 lorries refused entry yesterday.
Oh,
but fortunately, because we had quite a big convoy, they managed to get HMRC on the phone. We got documentation through. So five vans went through to France, and then the lorry and the second van called us up. They was on the ferry behind us. But
okay.
It's a long night.
So have you stopped? We were talking about this yesterday. Have you stopped? I mean, are you just keeping it rolling and just swapping drivers all
no.
the time?
So last night we got into we got out of France because we didn't want to be in France too much. So we got out to Belgium.
Yeah.
We hunkered down in a lay-by, sleeping in the back of the vans, and trying to get some sleep for 3 hours. And then we got up this morning about 6 o'clock, and we've been on the road since.
Wow. So whereabouts are you now?
We're in Germany. We're coming up to Dresden, and it looks like we're going to do a night over, because the lorry is our slowest vehicle.
Yeah.
We're all happy to stay with it. We don't want to leave anyone behind. So we're going to do a night over and then go on to Poland tomorrow. But with new news that's coming through from the border, our change of plan slightly. We're still going to get to distribute our stuff, but not where we originally planned.
Okay.
There is a risk.
Yeah, so we've been following news stories here as well. So you, it's somewhere a bit more in Poland?
Yes, yeah. So we've got some really good people down there that are looking
fantastic.
Out for us. So without the support of everyone there and at home, it just wouldn't be possible. So we're getting so much support from the Germans coming past. We've got signs on our vehicles saying hashtag Ukraine. We've got Ukraine flags over our vehicles. We've got Essex Aid, and the support we're getting from the Germans. And we've just seen some Ukrainians go past. They're waving, bibbing.
Excellent.
And I
that's
think
brilliant.
People are starting to appreciate it.
Excellent. And as do all of us, and obviously the people that have given you the stuff, the, you know, people around Wickford and Shotgate and from all areas of Essex have given to different convoys, and yeah, the generosity's just been amazing. But then so have the shocking images we've watched on the news, which is why you see the generosity, I suppose. And yeah, incredible what you guys are doing. It's just a shame we're not on the radio tomorrow, because we won't be able to get you when we but we can catch up with you Monday and find out how it all went. When will you be back in the UK? When are you back in Essex?
We're hopefully going to come back Monday, get back into Essex for Monday afternoon, Monday evening.
Oh, so we're maybe when we speak to you. Yeah, so maybe when we speak to you after. Sorry, go on, you can.
Yeah, you're going to leave Dresden this morning, tomorrow morning at 4:30 to get into Poland early enough before the rush. And then we're going to come out and start getting our way home. Unfortunately, the lorry's only 56 miles an hour, so.
Yeah.
It's a long drive.
Yeah, I can imagine. But a great cause. And we'll catch up with you Monday then when you're back in Essex. So probably around the same time on Monday, and then see how it all went. And stay safe, guys.
I reckon you're going to be able to put your feet up on Monday. I don't reckon you'll be doing any chores around the house. You've definitely earned some brownie points at home. 100%.
Only if you could speak to the wife then, please.
We will. We'll put in a good word. She was texting us yesterday.
We got you back. That fish and chip shop next to Steve's Barbers. Maybe go in there and get some, because they cut. So that's where we went, Scott. It's proper.
It's good.
Proper fish and chips there. All right. Listen, Matt, you take care of yourselves. Look after each other. And we'll speak to you Monday.
Regular listeners of the station would have caught Chris and Scott on Drive all last week. Speaking to a guy called Matt, who's out with Steve, has been doing collections for Ukraine for aid. And they went out to Ukraine to deliver a whole bunch of stuff, and he gave us a call just now, and this is the conversation we had.
Good morning, Radio Essex. My name's Matt Knife. I've been on the show during the week in drive time.
Hello, mate.
He was just phoning in for an update. We dropped off our load last night about 10 o'clock, and we're all safe and out of Ukraine.
Oh, amazing. Oh, I know what this is about now. That's incredible.
Yes, yeah, because obviously we won't be on the drive time until Monday. We've got a 24-hour drive ahead of us down to Calais.
Oh, wow.
It was really, really emotional.
I can imagine, mate.
The kids come through the lines. I think every ex-serviceman at some time broke down. And even now, talking about it, it's just...
Wow.
It's humbling what Essex has done and allowed us to do.
Mate, that is incredible.
So I wonder if you do a shout-out for Sarah and Linda... Mine and Sean's wife.
Yeah.
For allowing us to come and tell them we can't wait till we get home tomorrow.
Absolutely. Listen, Matt, just for our listeners who might not have caught it on Drive, can you just explain briefly what it is you've been doing?
Yeah. So it's been Fox's Barbers in Shotgate, Essex, in Wheatford. Steve had arranged, put a Facebook ad up asking for donations. I found out and phoned Steve straight away within about 12 hours. He told me that he was going to go down in one van, himself, so I opted straight away to be a second driver. And we've managed to do 14 vehicles, 21 tonnes of aid. And
wow.
The best bit was, some of us, we had to split up last night because there was a bit of trouble on a border where we were always going to go to, so we had to go to a secret border. And we loaded out the gear. The Ukrainians were very, very thankful. And some of the guys on the way home on the way down, every Ukrainian bus that we're seeing, they're waving, they're thanking us.
Wow.
And it's been such an experience. And I'm so pleased we've had the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. Mate, what a great thing you've both done. Thank you so much for all that hard work and for letting us know as well, mate. That is absolutely wicked. Fair play to you both.
Excellent. Yeah, you have a good day.
You too, guys. Have a safe journey back and massive respect from me and John here, mate. Nice one. Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
We've been following Matt from Shotgate, his journey across, his travels heading to the Poland-Ukraine border alongside other brave individuals to assist with the current crisis in Ukraine and the refugees, and just providing stuff so they've got stuff when they get, obviously, that they're out of their homes, where we have all our stuff in our bathroom cabinets and little first aid things in your dining room cupboard or wherever you keep them. Obviously, these people are like, they've lost their houses. They haven't had time to take stuff with them. They've just ended up in a completely different country. And when you, every time I think about it over the weekend, and you just think not just moving to a different town, you've literally been turfed out of your own home and out of your own country and then just end up in a strange country with nothing.
But you know what I love about this story? You know, the fact that it's all well and good, everyone cares that, you know, what's going on, you know, and you know, anything you can do. But to actually do it and go, do you know what, I'm going to get some lorries and I'm going to get all this stuff and I'm going to go all the way to Poland. Like, it's a lot, and you go, oh, someone else does it. These guys have actually, like, gone and, do you know what, I'm going to do
it. We'll do it. And one of those guys is on the phone right now. Matt, how you doing, buddy? You all right?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Your voice is going, though, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, it's been a struggle the last 6 days.
All right, let's rewind. We last spoke to you on Friday, and you were in Germany, and you were getting your head down in Germany, and then the idea was heading to Poland. The Ukraine-Poland border, obviously, due to news events, meant that you couldn't actually go straight to the border where you'd want to go, but you were going to go somewhere else. So what happened, and where are you now?
We managed to get to another secret crossing. It was being used heavily the last 48 hours. Unfortunately, the Russians are trying to push around and close the borders so people can't get out now. So when we done our drop, we was 15 miles from the front line. Wow. So we got in, we done our drop, and everyone was so accepting of us. It was very difficult to get through the border into neutral ground, but we did it. We done two deliveries. So we done a delivery into Poland with half the convoy, and the other half came to the border with Steve Parker, who's really sort of got this going and who's gave it the legs that it has.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing story how it came about, and the amount of stuff that you got to take with you as well. How, because you've been you're all ex-service guys and girls. So, how weird was it to be 15 miles from the front line? Did it bring back memories of times you'd served?
Yeah. So a lot of the guys, most of us have said, everyone knew what it was like to be in a war-torn country and help people out. But none of us have actually ever seen the people coming out of the borders trying to get away from the atrocity. So it was very difficult. I actually had quite a meltdown at the border because we were seeing these children coming through and they were only 10 metres away from us. And we even went into some of the encampment and charities where the guys come through the border check. They then go into the charities and then they sort of get a SIM card and the children get put into tents. And we met a few families and there were some children that just kept on looking at us but would never smile. Yeah. And you can understand why, because they don't trust anyone now.
Well, no, I mean, it must be so hard because at the end of the day as well, Matt, you're obviously, you know, been travelling for a long time and you're very tired and, you know, your emotions are right at the forefront of your mind, and seeing those images, it must not been, you know, very nice for you. So, but, you know, congratulations on doing the drop.
And we have got some better news. We said originally it was 21 tons. We miscalculated and it was 42 tons. Donations, but we still have donations back at where we're storing the containers, and we are not stopping here. Looks like we're going to go for some Arctic lorries, send the Arctic over and then meet them, and we're still going to carry on. So we've still managed to raise more money while we've been away, so I think the fund is about £30,000 so far.
That's incredible.
But we want to give it more legs. We want to keep this going. We want to get some lorries out. And we really want to try and help the front-line guys with thermal clothing and things like that, because they haven't got a lot. Their army was very small, and they're making do. But the more we can do, the happier and the more successful I feel they will be.
Yeah. No, I, Matt, it's amazing. Your story's been incredible, and where we've joined you, and you know, from when we first spoke to you on the M25, I think you were stuck in Essex traffic, which is is currently closed at the moment between Brentwood and the M11. So nothing's changed here. So where are you now, and when are you due back?
We are just in Bruges, around Azinkirk. So we're probably an hour away from the pole.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting on that boat and getting home.
Are you due back in Essex tonight then?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, listen, Matt, not just from us, but everyone in Essex is rooting for you. And I think it's an amazing thing what you and the guys have done, and the girls, and also the stuff that's been raised as well. I always think it's weird, isn't it, in a situation like this where it shows a real ugly side of humanity in what's happened in Ukraine, and you see the absolute worst in people or a person, and you see the absolute worst of what people are like, but that also brings out the best of people as well, and then you see the absolute, you know, the amazing side of humanity as well.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we had Sarah from the Fox and Hound pub. She's helped sponsor some of the money because the GoFundMe page does release the funds for 7 days.
Right.
So we raised all this money, but we didn't have the money to put the trip together. And without Sarah and Steve working as a real good unit, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So thank you to Steve for getting this going. And thank you to Sarah for one driving the lorry with Anne and for sponsoring some money to help us get it into place, because we didn't want to wait another week.
Yeah.
We've had so many messages, you know, even before you come on today, we've had messages asking for updates. People are just amazed at the, you know, what you guys are doing. So
I'll just read one of them to you. We'll send you these as well. But Leanne says, what a fantastic group of people. So proud to be British when you hear stories like this. Pass on our thanks and love to all of them. That's from Leanne. Just one of many texters that's come in while you've been on the phone. So Matt, listen, look forward to chatting to you again. Safe travels back into Essex tonight, and put your feet up when you get back, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, nice cold beer.
Yeah, do that.
Definitely.
Yeah,
free.
Indeed. Cheers, Matt. You take care of yourself. Safe driving.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.